Something that bothers us a lot is how we worship in the church. If you look at the scriptures, you see how God gives specific instructions on how even the temple will look like, the priest will look like, how they will perform whatever they will do in the temple and all of that. But today, we have various, so many different ways of, you know, worshiping, you know, different denominations, different ideologies, as though we are not all using the same scripture. Just worship to God matters to Him the way we do it, or we can actually have ideas of how to really worship Him.
So the first thing to do is understand what worship is.
Yes.
Worship is the assigning of value to something.
Okay.
If I worship something,
yes.
If I want to assign value to it,
yes.
I have to do what that, the object of worship wants, that's not good. What I want.
Okay.
If I wanted to show that you were worthy, that I thought you were worthy, which is what worship comes from.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what I want is an American meal, so I'm going to give it to Zingak. Well, I know what you think of American food.
I have refused one today, so.
Exactly. You're sitting here hungry because you haven't had one. It wouldn't be worship. It wouldn't be me showing that you have worth.
Yeah, that's
it would
great.
Be me thinking of my own worth,
that's
and not
true.
Your worth.
Yeah. That's,
you talked about how different denominations have different means of worship. But there's one body, is what 1 Corinthians 10 says.
Yes.
There's not supposed to be all these different denominations. So why are there different denominations that have different worship practices?
Exactly.
Disobedience.
Wow.
Because God says, here's how I want you to worship.
Okay.
It's not just in the Old Testament. God tells us lots of things that we're to do in the New Testament. He's given us lots of examples in scriptures of what we're supposed to do and what we're not supposed to do. It talks about singing. It talks about prayer. It talks about preaching of the Word. It talks about the Lord's Supper. We're given instruction on how to worship.
That's correct.
And we're given detailed instruction how to worship.
That's true.
We want to pretend like we're not. But the disunity is because people are not worshiping God.
Wow.
They're worshiping man. If what you say is, well, what we like in our congregation is to repeat the same line 500 times. I'm exaggerating, but to say the same line 30 times, because this makes us feel good and this makes us draw near to God.
Yeah.
And we're really worshiping God.
Yeah.
God says, I hate vain repetition. Is it pleasing to God? Is he going to say, oh, yeah, this is great worship? He's going to say, you're not worshiping me, you're worshiping yourself.
That's correct.
When we do something in worship where a person's putting on a performance, like you're at a rock concert.
Most especially most of our churches, people will dance. In fact, we'll forget we are doing the church, we'll just be looking at the different styles everybody's trying to show.
Everybody's trying to show off.
Yes.
Who are they worshiping?
Yeah.
They're worshiping themselves.
Wow.
They're saying, I'm the one who has value, so you should look at me.
Wow.
That's an offense to God.
Yes.
That's what it means to honor Him with your mouth, with your lips, but your heart's being far from Him. It's when we do things out of our own traditions. We do things out of what we like. We look out on the world and say, hey, the world's come out with this new thing, so we'll adopt it into the church. That's an abomination in the sight of God. It's not about worship. If you want to heal the division between all these denominations, the way to heal the divisions of the denominations is for all the denominations to say, God, how do you want us to worship you? Because if we did that, we'd have unity.
That's
the
correct.
Disunity is because all these denominations are worshiping man in their own way.
Wow, that is very serious.
It's incredibly serious.
Yes.
When you look at, you know, right after God gives all those rules that you were talking about.
Yes.
He anoints Aaron and his sons to be priests.
Yes, right.
And then they go in. And they're told exactly how to make incense. They're told that it has to have so much of this and so much of that. And they're to mix it together in a certain way. And they're supposed to grind it with a pharmacist grinder. And then they're supposed to burn the incense.
Yes.
And the first day, Nadab and Abihu, two of Aaron's sons, his two oldest sons, they go in and they put in their censer incense that we don't even know exactly because the wording's... It just says they offered strange fire before the Lord.
That's true.
We don't know if they made incense different than they wanted. We don't know if they threw something in the fire so it would go bang, so they would go and everybody would draw their eyes to it. which is what people do now. They want to draw eyes.
Attention, yeah.
So they may have done it for attention. They may have done it that they didn't do incense we want or the way God commanded. Hmm. But God killed them that minute.
Wow.
Fire came down from heaven and they died.
Wow.
God is serious about worship.
Hmm.
You know, another example is in the Valley of the Son of Hinnom.
Yes.
In the Valley of the Son of Hinnom, they were passing their children through fire.
Wow.
They were killing their, they were burning their children to death. Think about that.
Yeah.
We go, how could somebody be so cruel, so wicked, so evil, that they would burn their own children?
I don't think even the Boko Haram commander would kill his own child.
Right. And this is what the Jews are doing. Wow. In the valley that's outside of Jerusalem, this is what they're doing.
Wow.
And they're doing that, and God doesn't go, how dare you murder your children?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't go, how dare you burn them in the fire with such cruelty? He goes, how dare you worship me?
Wow.
In a way that I didn't tell you to worship me.
Wow.
In a way that I did not command you to worship me.
Hmm.
God is serious about worship.
Yeah.
He's serious about worship. Is more serious than murder.
Wow.
It's more serious than we want to. Jesus Christ came to gather a people that would worship God in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
And
yes.
To worship God means to assign value to Him and not to yourself. And as soon as you say, I want to do it this way, you're increasing the value of
yourself
rather than God.
Wow. We have a long way to go. I pray the Lord will help us to really...
Pray for America. We have a long way to go too, because we're heading in the same path, and we brought a lot of these things into places
exactly.
In Africa, like Nigeria.
Most of our ministers here are copying actually from America. They copy, you know.
But they also want to copy from society.
And also they bring in our African traditional, you know, practices into the church and see it as a way of saying, that's how we know to worship God, and then we do it this way. And then it's going off what God is saying.
It's the opposite of being born again.
Yeah,
being born again means you're now part of a different
family. Yeah, that's
right.
Great.
Yeah, there's a psalm that says, you know, the Ethiopian Egyptian, and he goes through all these and says that they were all born in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
That's what it means to be born again. You're
no
longer a Nigerian. You're no longer an Ethiopian. You're no longer an American. When you've been born again, you're a Christian. And as a Christian, you have family practices. But you're not allowed to look back and say, I'm a Nigerian. I should have my practices. You say, I'm a Christian. I should have Christian practices. The church is supposed to teach the society, not the other way around. We're the light of the world. They're darkness.
That's interesting. Thank you so much. I think this will be very helpful. Very helpful for husbands and wives, too. From different backgrounds, and then everyone is claiming his ethnic group, how they do things in their ethnic group, and it's causing a lot of, you know.
Is you and I coming from halfway around the world?
Yeah.
The way we have unity together is by saying, what does God want?
That's
not
correct.
What do you want, or
That's
what
correct.
Do I want?
Yeah. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.